This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission of India today announced the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly elections. Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, polling will be conducted in two phases on 13th and 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the two states will take place on 23rd of next month. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, notification for election to the 288-member Maharashtra Assembly will be issued on 22nd of this month and candidates can file their nomination papers till 29th of October. In Jharkhand, the notification for the first phase of voting will be issued on 18th of this month and candidates can submit their nomination papers till 25th of October. The Chief Election Commissioner said, for the second phase of polling in the state, the notification will be issued on 22nd of this month and the nominations can be filed till 29th of October. With the announcement of poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force in both the states. The poll panel also announced the schedule for by-elections in several assembly constituencies and two Lok Sabha seats. By-polls for 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will be held on 13th of next month. The by-polls for one assembly seat in Uttarakhand and Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra will be conducted on 20th November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded digital connectivity in the country as an effective tool for last-mile delivery. He said India's mobile and telecom journey in the 21st century is a subject of study for the whole world. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024. The four-day global event is bringing together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policymakers, and tech experts from over 190 countries. The event is showcasing over 400 exhibitors, around 900 startups, and participation from 120 countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Islamabad this afternoon on a two-day visit to Pakistan to attend the SCO Summit. The 23rd meeting of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Council of the Heads of Government, will be held tomorrow under the chairmanship of Pakistan. The SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting is held annually and focuses on the trade and economic agenda of the organization. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. President Draupadi Murmu was conferred with honorary doctorate in political science by Siddi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University in Algeria's capital, Algiers, today. Algerian Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research, Kamal Baddari, handed over the doctorate to the president. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi today to finalize the names of the candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders were present in the meeting. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will be on a visit to Mexico and USA from tomorrow. During the first leg of her visit to Mexico from 17th to 20th of this month, Mrs. Sitharaman will chair the Tech Leaders Roundtable that will bring together global technology leaders, including the major Indian IT giants present in Guadalajara. In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals in Odense today. Her opponent in the opening game, Chinese Taipei's Pai Yupo, pulled out midway due to an injury when Sindhu was ahead 21-8, 13-7. Early in the day, Lakshya Sen lost to Lu Guangzhou of China in round of 32 of men's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.